are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The government on Wednesday increased windfall tax on domestically produced crude oil, while the levy on export of diesel was reduced. The tax on crude oil produced by domestic firms such as state-owned oil and natural gas corporation was hiked to ₹10,200 per ton from ₹9,500 per ton earlier, with effect from 17th November, according to the government notification. In the ninth fortnightly revision of windfall tax, the tax rate on export of diesel has been cut to ₹10.5 per litre from ₹13 per litre earlier. The export tax on jet fuel or ATF, which was set at ₹5 a litre in the last review, has been kept unchanged. Note that the windfall tax is levied as a special additional excise duty, which is aimed at absorbing the super profits earned by domestic crude oil producers due to high global crude product prices, and is revised every fortnight by the central government. The rates of the levies are being changed depending on crude prices and the refining spread. Meanwhile, one of the biggest EV summit kicked off in Delhi on Thursday. It is the second edition of the FE Electric Mobility Summit, which brought all the industry stakeholders together to discuss the opportunities, challenges pertaining to EV ecosystem in India. The main objective of the summit is to bring together India's ambitious plan of leading the electric mobility space through eminent leaders and industry veterans deliberating on issues to be addressed in upcoming business opportunities. The main partners of the summit are Invest Punjab, Skilllink, and Green Fuel Energy Solutions. The guests of honor for the summit are Sri Randhir Singh, Director Electric Mobility and Senior Team Member for Advanced Chemistry Cells Program, Niti Aayog, and Dr. Vibha Dhawan, Director General, the Energy and Resources Institute. Randhir Singh and Vibha Dhawan will also be presenting a special address. On to some market news. Kaynes Technology India IPO, which was subscribed 34.16 times over the 1.04 crore shares that were in offer, will finalize the basis of share allotment today. The initiation of refunds or unblocking of funds from ASB account will take place on Friday, and the equity shares will get credited to allottee's DMAT account on 21st November, according to the red herring documents. Kaynes Technology India shares are likely to debut on stock exchanges on 22nd November. The IPO shares were commanding a grey market premium of ₹180 apiece, according to the people who deal in unlisted shares of the companies. The price band was fixed in the range of ₹559 to ₹587 per share. The IPO investors can check the IPO allotment status via BSE and the registrar's websites. The registrar of the issue is Link In Time India Private Limited, a SEBI-registered entity responsible for the IPO allotment and refund processing. In some more market news, Paytm's share price fell 9% on Thursday to ₹546 on BSE. The fall comes a day after reports surfaced that SoftBank announced a large stake sale in the homegrown financial services app's parent, 197 Communications, via a block deal. Investors are rushing to exit their holding in the digital payments platform as the price of stock plummets below ₹560. The sale of 2.9 crore shares within the price band of ₹555 to ₹601 is to be completed on Thursday. SoftBank is conducting a series of divestments after its Unit Vision Fund booked almost $50 billion in losses over the period of 6 months. The news about the sale came after the lock-in period for Paytm's IPO investors ended. 197 Communications stock ended 4% on Wednesday at ₹601 after touching a new 5-month low intraday. Paytm's issue price was set at ₹2,150, but the stock is over 72% under. On the technology front, Oppo has launched the all-new Oppo A1 Pro smartphone in China. The phone comes with a 6.7-inch display and Qualcomm Snapdragon 695 chip. As of now, the company has still not confirmed the availability and pricing of the smartphones. The phone has been launched in China in two storage configurations. It comes in 8GB plus 128GB variant, which is priced at CNY 1799, which is roughly ₹20,581, and 12GB plus 256GB, which is priced at CNY 2229, roughly ₹25,513. And lastly, the share market. Indian benchmark indices trimmed losses to trade flat in afternoon deals, supported by gains across index heavyweights like Reliance Industries, Bajaj Twins, ITC, Asian Paints, and Hindustan Unilever. While NSE Nifty 50 was down 10 points, just shy of 18,400 levels, the S&P BSE Sensex slipped marginally to trade above 61,900 mark. Broader markets also traded in the red as Nifty Mid Cap 100 and Nifty Small Cap 100 indices declined 0.2%. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.